Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update. So, welcome back to my podcast. I am your host, Marilyn Negron, your one and only, the coolest man fan of all the Queens, New York. And, I don't know what day of quarantine it is. I'm just trying to get over the fact that this episode of Danger Force, it's pretty messy. It is pretty messy. So, can't wait to do that. And, so we are so close to 20,000. And, so I'll give you the message next week to make sure I hit 2,000. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. Okay, so the first topic is all about Thanksgiving. We know this is Thanksgiving week, and yeah, because Thanksgiving Day Parade may be a little bit different this year, but I'm all up for it. It's like a tradition in my family where I wake up early in the morning, watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade, and it's like a tradition for my family. I went to the Thanksgiving Day Parade once. I remember it was so cold, my hands were red, and I couldn't walk, and it was snowing, it was slushy, and I was so tired. It was one of my friends from school and his mom that he made me do it. And that was the day Hannah Montana was still back in the day. So, Thanksgiving Day Parade, I am so excited. And Thanksgiving is this Thursday, so make sure you have your Thanksgiving and make sure you travel safely, even though that people just start to travel because it's the best time of the year. But because of COVID, some people just don't listen, but don't listen at all. I think, no, it's not my place to share, but anyway, so let's get on. And Thanksgiving, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and make sure you have your Thanksgiving with your friends, your family, but it's most important to be safe and be safe in your hearts. So happy Thanksgiving this Thursday, and I cannot wait for you to see what you guys can come up with. On to the next topic. Okay, so we got some big news from Disney World. I am so excited to announce that Park Hopper is back in Disney! Yes, but there's a little catch because of the COVID-19 virus. Park hopping starts around at 2 p.m., so you can go to the next park that you book for the next day. And I'm excited to hear this news. It's really, really exciting because park hopping is for all people out there who love to park hop before pre-COVID. And I just love the way park hopping works. And it's really, really exciting to have park hopper option back for next year. And, So, I love park hopping and I cannot wait to try it. But it's only FX at 2 p.m. You gotta go to your first park first. And then by 2 p.m. you can hop into the next park if capacity is what you can go, but if there's no capacity, you can go. So, that is it. Okay, so those are all of my topics. So, next I'm going to recap episode 10 of Danger Force, The Thousand Prank Wars, Part 1. Oh boy, when I saw this episode, it was kind of messy. And we all know why one of the main characters, Mika, the smart one, and, she really gets into the mess. So, yeah. So, I gotta tell you that. Oh my god. What you? Look at the time. I gotta go and set up to recap this episode for you guys. And hoping you love this episode. And I'm hopefully that you love this episode more than I did. In the end, there's a big jaw dropper. So, you might want to stay tuned for that. And, So, the next segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love ya. This just in. We got a danger force update. So, I'm going to recap episode 10 of Danger Force, The Thousand Prank War, Part 1. Jesus, when I heard that this episode was crazy, it was actually crazy. I'm not gonna lie. And, this episode is, there's pranks in the title. And it gets really, really messy between the 2000 Swellview and the talent that's already taking part in, and it gets kind of messy. And a guest star, Gabby Nadavella Green, from All That, is guest starring on this episode. And I just love her from All That. She does Beyonce and all those Cardi beef, and she's really, really funny. So, it involves around Mika. So, yeah, it's gotta get kind of weird in this episode. And, yeah, so make sure you get your kiddos ready. If you do, congratulations. So, yeah. So, let's get this party on. And let's begin. And so, we're in the man's nest. And we see Bo's painting an apple, which is kind of weird. Why would you paint an apple? And then Choppa's sitting on the man's nest couch beside him. And Choppa's like, it's fine. It's our way. It's fine. Stop. You can stop. It's fine. And then Bose looked at her with some weird glasses on his face. And he said, I'm sorry. I thought we were taking this prank seriously. I was like, we are. But it already looks like a real apple. And the chair comes on from the Swellview Academy of the Gifted, which we've seen in previous episodes. And they thought it was Mika, so they try to put everything away. She's coming. And while Bose pushes weird glasses away, they're jumping up with the fruit that's on the plate and act like normal. I said, oh, hey, Mika, you should totally try this apple. Just try the apple. Everyone's doing it. Just try the apple. And it's Miles. Really, really Miles. And Miles is like, what's going on? I was like, oh, we're waiting for Mika. And Miles is like, my sister? Trevor's like, the same. I was like, why are you guys waiting for Mika? And then when he was about to grab the apple, then Machapa's like, no, 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 no. That's not a real apple. And he puts it. And then Choppa takes it away from Miles' hands and puts it back. And it's a water balloon filled with spicy milk that's been painted to look like a real apple. I was like, once Mika takes a bite, spicy milk. Choppa said, hashtag get milked. Miles was like, why are you guys trying to prank Mika? Choppa's like, because she keep reminding Ray to give us homework at the end of every day. And then Miles is like, yeah, that's messed up, but I gotta be real with you. You're never going to prank Mika. She's unprankable. And Choppa's like, wait, what? And Bose is like your sister, Mika? Miles is like, the same. She's a prank genius. She comes up with the great pranks and sees other pranks coming. It's like, it's her superpower. Except for, you know, her superpower. And then the Tupler comes up and then Mika shows up with her hair blowing in her hair. She has a great outfit on, by the way. Mika's like, hey guys, how groovy. Was that homework Ray gave us last night? And when Choppa was holding the real apple, she gets so mad at the electricity and then the apple explodes. Huh. Yep, nothing like a long divvy. And then she turned around and she gets the serious face. Jen. And then she looks at her friends, she's like, and she walks up to them and she's like, someone's trying to prank me. And Choppa's like, and Bowser's like acting weird faces. I was like, what? Mika's like, I said someone's trying to prank me. And while she's with her brother, and says, and I know it's not Miles because he learned his lesson. So it must be one of you. And the chap was like, pfft. And Bows is like, what? Why would we try to prank you? And Chop was like, yes, yeah, sis, you're a girl power BFF for life, chica. And that's so not Chopper's style, which, what the heck. And then Miles is like, and Mika's like, okay. And picking up the apple and looking at the chopper and saying, why don't you take a bite of that nice, shiny apple? Chopper's like, that apple bear? And Mika's like, the same. And the chopper's like, not hungry. Mika's like, aww. And while she picks up the apple and looks at and Mika, and she looks at it, teasing in front of Chopper, like she always does. She's like, I'm sure you have room in your tummy for one small bite of this apple. And then, like, Chopper gives her the look, and then Mika's trying to fool her. And somehow Bo's fall for it. Actually, I am kind of hungry. And she grabs the... He was about to fake apple, and he was about to bite it, and then Chopper blew and said, no! Bo's, it's filled with spicy milk! And Mika's like, aha! And she's so happy doing the happy dance, and Mara's like, I told you, she can't be pranked. And Bo's is like, dang it! Mika's like, oh, but that was cute, though, with the little fake apple filled, your little spicy milk, and your banana filled with glue, and your grapes, where every fourth one is a rock. And when Miles bit the fourth grape, the rock was in there, and he heard a crunch. He was like, ow! And Bo's is like, she is good! And when Ray enters the building, he's like, better not be, not better than me. And when he walks up to the kids, and Ray's like, who are we talking about? And he says, whatever, shut up, got an assignment for you, four of you. And he presses the button and makes the man's next chair turn around. And the choppy music on the screen came on. And Chopper's like laughing. Who is the human peacock? And Miles laughs. The human peacock is Artichoke Fernando from Rivalton. Mika's like, oh, I hate Rivalton. Bo's like, boo, Rivalton. And Chopper and Bo's do the same. And Ray said, and as you know, tomorrow's, of course, kibasa day. Bo's like, already? I have a kibasa day every year. And Ray's like, anyway, the Archduke's coming to swell you to give him some stupid space about something stupid. And he's asked for the best protection possible. Miles is like, hey, okay. Bo's is like, we are the best. And Ray says, unfortunately, I'm busy, so he's going to have to settle for you guys. Mika's like, oh, come on. And Chop was like, that hurts, Ray. And then Bo's and Miles say the same thing. And Ray's like, I got a date with a hot mom who likes pinball. So the four of you are going to have to protect him for me. And when he spies the fake apple, and he's like, ooh, don't mind if I do. And he grabs the apple, and he got stopped by Bo's, and Bo's says, sir, you might not want to eat that. And then Chopper interrupts, like, shh, if he wants to eat an apple, let him eat the apple. And he's like, thank you. And he was about to take a bite, but he stopped it, and the kids was looking at the thing on serious faces. Oh, and anyways, if you guys screw this up, I'll be furious. And if you do anything correctly, I will not faze you. And he was about to take a bite of the apple again. The kids were looking. And then Ray turned around and he said one more thing, and the kids did it back to normal. And he said, one last thing. Do not make fun of his ponytail. Okay, that's it. Bye! And you finally took the apple and the spicy melt just blew up everywhere. And he was like, ah! And the kids laughed. Spicy milk! And the spicy milk was all over him. He was like, gah! He said, why you should never eat fruit? And then he walks away and the door closes. And then Miles is like, why would we make fun of... He walks up to the board with the dude's picture. And he's like, why would we make fun of his ponytail? And cut to Swellview City Hall. And then Archduke Fernando take off his hat and he showed his ponytail. And Mika does a weird face. Archduke Fernando says, his name is Gideon. And I've had him since he was a little man bun. And Volt's like, yeah, I'm definitely going to make fun of that. Archduke Fernando said, I think I shall start my kielbasa speech now. And Volt's like, go off, big man. And he gives the thumbs up to the kids, and then he goes to the pedestal, and the chopping music goes. And the Danger Force kids went into their position. And there's the applause. And Archduke Fernando says, oh, thank you, Swellview. You know, our cities are not so different, yours and mine. And somehow, Meek Shoutout's prank visions are, like, tingling. And there's, like, there's a prank coming. It was like, what? And Shoutout's like, someone's about to prank Archduke Fernando. I can feel it. Archduke Fernando's like, oh, you could just a stupid idiot. And it was like, repeat, chances are high for a prank. Brainstorm said, chances are also high for me eating a kielbasa. Which is a fork with a strange hot dog and Brainstorm takes a bite. And Archduke Fernando says, but the big reason why Rubiton is better than Swellview. And somehow, the prank is triggered, then the baby powder is off of the microphone and puts on everything around him. And he coughs. And I was like, that's the prank! It's like, get him out of here! And it wasn't, Archduke Fernando went the kids back and was like, I'm fine, get away from my pony! And he needs to turn around and said, I need a drink of water! And he was about to grab the glass of water. But there was a ball of electricity in his arm. And that goes on for a few minutes. Chopper was doing the I give up thing. And it was not me, it's gesture. And she was like, we need to go, sir. No, I didn't finish my speech. And then somehow the railing is a prank railing, too. It's like, ah! Prank railing! And somehow, the Bose was trying to grab him by the ponytail, but that didn't work. Ah! Ah! Gideon! And then crashes to the ground. Mika has that face, and then all the Danger Force kids are looking down. And Archduke Fernando's like, who cares about me? Someone checked on Gideon! And somehow, Brainstorm has Gideon in his hands. And was like, where's like, touches the ponytail and says, okay, I get why he loves Gideon so much. He's so soft. And they was like, we're so gonna get yelled at. And then it's cut back to the man's nest. And Ray's like, statically, most women who play pinball have mustaches, but I finally made an absolutely stunning mom who's into pinball, and you guys have to go and... And you find out Chopper's not there. It's like, where's Chopper? Mom's like, she suited up to answer a call from some dude who was spitting on people at Ballmart. Mom's like, fine, I'll get her later when she gets back. Mika's like, look, I'm sorry Archduke Fernando got pranked on our watch, but honestly, that guy was such a jerk. Bo's like, yeah, he keeps calling the man. Bo's like, yeah, he keeps calling the man's nest demanding that I give back Gideon. Bo's was sitting on the outside of the where the couch room is, and Gideon on the floor. It's like, but I would never do that because you are so soft. And Mai's like, so who cares if he got pranked anyway? I mean, it's no big deal. And that triggered Ray. And he's like, no big deal? You really think that war is no big deal? And Mika's like, what? What are you talking about, war? And Bose is like, so soft. And Ray's like, I'm talking about the Thousand Pranks War? And the kids didn't really understand. And he's like, really? Do they teach you kids anything in school these days? And Bose is like, Ray, you're our teacher. He's like, and we usually have to teach you. And Ray's like, that's it. We're watching the Ken Burns documentary. And he's turning around with the remote. And then Mika's like, Ken Burns made a documentary about the Thousand Pranks War? And Ken's like, Ray's like, Ken Burns made a documentary about everything. And Mika's like, okay. And then Bo sits on the tip of the couch with Mika and Miles. And the video begins. And the pictures are kind of where there's the title, The Thousand Pranks War. And there's the narration, The Thousand Pranks War between Swellview and Rivalton has raged for decades. And soldiers from both sides have left letters to tell the tale. And somehow during the documentary, the kids are like giving faces and Ray's doing the sad faces during it. One soldier's like, Dearest Martha, I write to you with my underwear stretched way up above my head. A grievous injury occurred at the Battle of Reggie Hill. So it's like, the prank war seems to stretch on with no end in sight. Much like my tidy whities. But my revolver was not wavered. And another soldier was like, how can two towns and a prank war when no one knows who started it? Whence it has began. And during the whole thing, there was one slide with the two men from Rivalton, and now they're doing a mock-up version of Declaration of Independence, but one of the guys was tripping, and I knew that was fake. I do not know if you're really able to see this letter before it appears. I have only been writing with disappearing ink. And there was another image between Elvis and Richard Nixon. Why you had to put those two in the mix? And she was like, My dearest Martha, please kiss the kids for me and tell Ruffles that he is a good boy. XOXO, Unknown Soldier. And then Ray turns the thing off, and Mika found out that Bose was asleep outside and was like, hey, what the? And Bose was awake and was like, what'd I miss? And Ray's like, what you miss is historical footage from the Thousand Pranks War that was about to get started up all over again. And then Bose said something off topic and said, can we watch Jumanji? And Ray's like, no, we can't watch Jumanji. You guys just reassigned it a war. And Mika's like, really? Before yesterday, there haven't been any pranking between Swabia and Rivalton for 30 years. Maybe yesterday's prank will just blow over. And then when we see in the background, Chop and Vault in a cheerleading outfit from Rivalton. And Vault is weak and say, they pranked me! And I was like, what happened? And Ray has a weird look on his face. And Mika's like, looks like they run the Tallahassee two-step. And then Miles gets a blanket over Vault. Vault's like, the what? And somehow, Vault falls down and she's in a fetal position. And Mika's like, walks up to her and goes to Chuck Vald and said, "It's a simple prank. Someone calls in a fake spit emergency. Second prank spills grease on the first responder's uniform." And Vald's like, "Yeah." And she was shaken. And she does the finger thing. And then Mika's like, "Third grifter, officer to clean said uniform. I had no charge." While she was taking Vald's temperatures, they take your clothes and tell you to wait in a room. And then you get your clothes back. It's a cheerleading uniform for your town's hated rival. While holding Maltz's hand, Maltz's like, "She's absolutely right." And Rainbows and Miles said, "Oh." And Maltz's like, "Avenge me." And then she does a fake death on Miles' arms. Where he's like, "You still think this is just gonna blow over?" And she does the face, and then Miles is like, 1, 2, 3, 4. "I declare a prank war." Bones is like, "Ooh." And when all the pieces are still there. And then the Danger Force theme song comes on, and that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. We're at the scene at KLVY Studios with Trent and Mary. And Trent says, "Breaking news." More like, "Pranking news." Mary's like, "That's right, Trent. It's war. Again." And the graph is between prank wars and then Rivalton in red and then 12U in blue. Rivalton up, 12U down. You get the point. And Trent's like, "Yuck." Mary's like, "The latest victim, Danger Force's own Vault, whose superhero costume was stolen and is now on display in Rivalton's country music themed knockoff store. Hee-haw, puree." And Trent said, "Bolt was later than walking home in shame, just like a Rivalton cheerleader." And then a picture of Vault in the streets, putting up the hands with like no pictures and everything in a Rivalton cheerleader uniform. And it says, "Our sources indicate that Vault was shaken, but she is now in stable condition." And we're back in the man's desk, and Trent's like, "Ugh! I hate that picture! Get it off the screen!" And Trent's like, "We're having some trouble getting this image off the screen, so we're just gonna have to leave it up for a while." And Chopper's like, "No!" And all the kids start to laugh. And Trent's like, "A total unrelated prank supply," which the picture's still up there. "Stores in both cities are selling out of as people continue to go around the block," and Vault does her powers on the screen and it disappears. And Chopper's like, "Gah! I can't stand Rivalton." And Chopper's like, "Yeah, the only thing that worse than Rivalton is, oh wait, nothing." And he does the dab, "Get wrecked, ha!" And Miles like, "You just wrecked Rivalton." Chopper's like, "That was good." Chopper's like, "That was good, right?" And Miles like, "Why does Rivalton even exist?" And Ray's like, "Rivalton used to be nothing until they struck Greece underground and got rich here. There's a Karen Burns documentary about it." And Chopper's like, "No!" It's like, "Please, just Jumanji." And Ray's like, "They found fence grease deposits underground. Started selling it to every restaurant in cities of which swallows its course one." And Ray Schwaz, Miles, Chopper, and Bo's like, "Rivalton and Bordertown chasing the city. Rivalton and Bordertown, Angel City, Neighborville, and Swellview. The Quince City town. Quince. Quince means five." Saying in unison, it was like, "Ray, exactly. And now? You want to find food? You got to buy Rivalton grease. And you got to pay Rivalton prices. Well, instead of Rivalton just sitting around getting rich and making Chopper look cheery." I was like, "Gah, I hate looking cheery." And Miles stands up and he says, "Enough talk. Let's run on them Rivaltons." Schwartz is like, yeah. And Charles was like, yeah. Moses said something else. And then Ray's like, and went over to the closet, and the character's like, ooh, I got a prank. How about this? We roll up on Rivalton with our lasers and blast every single Rivalton we see. Like this. And he uses the beam on Schwartz. Oz is like, aye. And Miles is like disgusted. It's like, and all the kids were looking. It's like, that's not a prank. That's just violence. It's like, yeah, but it's funny violence. Watch. And he does it again. He's like, aye. With the Choppa's laughing look on her face. See? That's hilarious. And Choppa came in up with another one. She said, how about this? We drag meat behind the mancopter, and I shock the entire city. And she shocks. And shocks his wife. She's like, aye. Anyway, he does that position. And I was like, that's also going to hurt people. And Choppa's like, it's going to hurt a lot of people. And then she whistles. Mika whistles. And Mika says in an Australian accent, 2 days ago, I thought of a way to prank that town. You want to prank Rivalton? You talk to me. And Miles like, what do you have in mind? And Mika has a look on her face. And nor hee-hop puree, which is a knockoff of hip-hop puree. And Shaw's like, we wait until the middle of the night. Then Miles tells us all to hee-haw puree. And then Miles teleports us to hee-haw puree, and they all go in different directions. Miles replaces all the regular chairs with prank chairs. And then AWOL puts the chairs together, and he was like, yes! Charles so like, Schwaz replaces their water supply with this new concentrated water. And while one sip is like a galleon in your guts. And Schwaz is put in as a container by the container by the smoothie things, and this will make you pee. Schwaz is like, you're so bad. I love it. And Schwaz is like, but Oz, you still know how to build a brick wall? And he has a tool for building walls. And Renzo's like, it's like, sandline brick or flyish clay? Shadow's like, sandline, of course. And Shadow gives the sandline brick to Bose. All of this was in their mind. It's like, ooh, that lady has expensive taste. And he goes around the closet and he does the bricks. And Captain Man, in his mindset, and I fill the whole place with neuroblast broomsticks. And he puts the broomsticks in the blenders and shouts at, again, that's just violence. And she does the little thing, the handed over thing. And Captain Man, disappointed with a sad face, and gives it to me. He's like, aww. Shouts like, aww. And it cuts him to Choppa, and she's like, Choppa, you install remote locks on all the entrance doors. With the little glow stick thing with the doors. And they come back to the man's nest with all of their... And Ray's like, they're all good pranks. But I wish we could see them happen. And Mika's like, you know the fourth wall of hee-haw puree that I would never get close to? And Ray's like, of course I do. We got one in the man's nest right over there. Which is the fourth wall to the director's camera. And Mika's like, huh. That's where I installed the hidden cameras. And Ray's like, ah. And then we saw Mika on one of the hidden cameras. She dusted off with a rag and was like, okay, so then what? And she was like, then we pop some popcorn, open some brightly colored sodas, and enjoy this well view of Rivalton's getting pranked. And Shadow got down from the chair, high-fived Captain Man. People going around, and they come back to the man's nest when they're at the hidden cameras nearby, and they got lots of popcorn by the man's nest couch. It's a lot. In the man's nest scene, and Bo's like, we may have made too much popcorn. No, duh. And Ray's like, shh, the show is starting. And cut to 5 minutes later. And they're still not counting. Still nothing's like, come on. We've been watching this stuff for 5 whole minutes. When's the pranking going to start? And Maz is like, yeah, they've been drinking Schwaz's heavy water in their puree. So why aren't they being, you know, prankified? Mika's reading her book, Something 50 Things If I Told You So. The prank should start right about, and she closes the book. No. And then Ray sits down. And he hops to Ray. And Archduke Fernando, without his saying, to Gideon, my little pony. And then we see his friend Clarence and Maddie Blatty, played by Gabrielle Nevaeh Green. And they did their little cheers. And they drink the purees. And Clarence, like, yawns. I could use a good old sit. Cuts my buns are barking. And when Clarence sat down, the praying chair worked and he fell down. And everybody... And the hip-hop puree laughed and so the man, everyone in the man's nest. And he raised his arm and said, I built those chairs. And everybody was cheering. Miles was like, you did it too. Now it's back at hip-hop puree. And ladies like, and Archie Fernandez like, you tried to sit, but you fell. And somehow Clarence had a stunned look on his face. And he's like, let me show you how to properly sit. Thing is done, Clarence. The key is to bend at the knee while maintaining eye. And he was about to sit down. The prank chair was on him too, and he got the thing all over him. No! No. And the man's nest, everybody laughs again. And Ray's like, look at his stupid face. Look how stupid he looks. And Archduke Fernandez said, we've been pranked. Everyone, check your chairs. And it's back to hip-hop puree. And it's like, man says the current's like, you heard the man. Bend at the knee. And all of them are talking at once again. And now it's hip-hop puree again. And Archie's friend is like, no, don't check them by sitting on them. Clarence fell on the chairs again. And the girls out of the chairs again. And another guy fell on the chairs. And everybody was laughing even harder. And he's like, that's amazing. Are you kidding me? And Maddie, who was played by Nellie Bader Green, is like, I only took a tiny sip, but... And her bladder gets her face when she has to go real bad. I gotta go real bad. Archie Fernandez like, yes, that's why we call you Small Maddie Blatty. And somehow it affects him, too. He has to go really bad, too. It was like, oh, goodness. To Grace, I got to go, too. Out of my way. And man's nest again is like, Miles like, oh, yeah. And Ray's like, here it comes. Archie Fernando opened the door, and he found bricks leading to the bathroom. He's like, ah, that's sign line brick. And they're all screaming in unison. Ah! In the man's nest, they're all laughing. And now back to hip-hop puree again. And Maddie's like, come on. We can all go outside and paint. And the man's nest scene is Mika, yeah, but you can't, though. And she presses the... presses the button and the... And somehow the door is not... And somehow he couldn't open the door. And Archduke Fernandez said, open the door, you fool! And she's like, I can't, it's locked! And somehow all the people have to go do the pee dance. And Matt is crying, ah, my bloody. And the man's next to like here laughing hysterically. Oh, is there a urologist in the house? And Mika's like, I can't breathe. And seeing the hee-haw puree again, Archie is like, we're being pranked with a capital P. And the clown's like, it's happening. Oh, me too. And they're all doing their pee dances, and everybody was cheering and laughing. Wait. I called that one. You're in trouble. And then everybody started laughing. And then Chopper's like, I never thought I'd say this, but I am afraid of you. And everybody started cheering and then throwing popcorn everywhere for a few minutes. Now it's the cutscene to outside of the man's nest, which Mika, Miles, Chopper, and Bose are having pizza. Mika's like, well, since Ray forgot to yesterday, I think I asked him to sign us double homework tonight. Chopper, Miles, Bose say, no! Mika's like, well, excuse me for trying to learn. I was like, I'll never excuse that. And there was welling. Bo's like, ho, hold. And the muffled, high-pitched voice is like, ah! Ah! It's like, there's an old lady screaming in the man's nest. And old Mika, Miles, Chopper, and Bo's need to ran inside in the man's nest. And Ray's like, ah! Yeah! Ah! Come on! And then somehow Ray's hands are stuck on his head. And Chopper's like, Ray? And Mika walks up to him and was like, and he was like, hey, what's wrong? Breathe. And Ray started to calm down, and then Ray's like, okay. And Ray's like, I was doing my normal hair care routine, right? Pre-soak, soak, free, and organic low-carb shampoo, pre-rinse, rinse, conditioner, argan oil, water rinse, air dry, towel dry, mountain air dry. Mika's like, okay, yeah, we get it. All the kids did the same. Then Ray's like, and then I went to apply a teaspoon of activated cashew butter to my scalp when I realized that somebody had replaced it with fast locking epoxy glue. Ah! And somehow he still struggles it on the top of his head. He's like, Bose is like, so you can't get your hands out. He's like, no! And Mika's like, okay, hold still, you ready? While Ray's hands are stuck together sitting down, Mika and Chopper try to separate his hands. Mika screams, Chopper screams too, and then Ray did the same. Miles says, I guess you're gonna have to shave your head while sipping on the soda. And then Ray does that look, a surprised look with his eyes, that I'm gonna pretend you didn't say that. With his foot, and it was like, oh! Yeah. While he's still struggling. And Mika's like, well, there's only one thing you can't do. And then Ray was looking at the kids, and then the cutscene to Ray in a blonde wig, which is like a Kid Danger one, and he's still mad and pissed off. And Bo's like, why do you have a Kid Danger wig? And Schwa says, remember the time Captain Man and Kid Danger fought the barber and Henry lost all of his hair? And Mika's like, no. Schwartz is like, exactly. Because I made this wig. Where he's like, ha ha ha, we fooled the whole town. Moving on. And all the kids were sitting down on the man's nest couch. He's like, bet you're all wondering why Schwartz and I called you all here today. And Miles is like, it's a school day. Schwartz is like, and we were already here. And the raid said, we called you here because... And when Ray and Schwaz are going back and forth in opposite directions, like, we realized two things. One, this airplane is clearly the work of Rivalton. Because, like, well, yeah, eventually. And I was like, duh. And the kids did the same. And Ray said, but we also believe that since the only people who have access to my hair products are here in this room, then that means the one of you is pranking for Rivalton. And Bo's like, and while looking at Miko, Miles, and Choppa, and Ray's like, and I know exactly who it is. And he's like, Schwaz. And that when he does the hand thing, that's his hair from before. And somehow Schwaz gives the envelope to Ray with the suspenseful music. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. And now it's back in the man's nest. Where Choppa said, why would one of us be pranking for Rivalton? He's like, because one of you was born there. Bo's like, and Rivalton? Ray's like, the same. Bo's like, no way. Ray's like, I got proof right here. Well, old in the envelope. And he's doing all these gestures and said, I know who the dirty Rivalton is. And I'm going to give them a chance to come clean. And if they don't, you're all fired. I was like, had to confess, it's like, Mika was born in Rivalton. And Mika's like, Miles! I was like, I'm sorry, but he was going to fire everyone. And Bose really needs the health insurance for his foot thing. And Miles was like, Bose like, Miles, stop revealing people's secrets. So I was like, wait a minute. I thought you two were twins. And Mika's like, we are. And Choppa's like, so Miles was born in Rivalton too? And I was like, no, I was not. Mika's like, okay. I'll tell you what happened. I was like, our mom was very pregnant. Mika's like, okay. I'll tell you. Okay, you tell them what happened. And Schwaz and Ray were hearing the stories like, and our dad was very hungry. And there was flashback scene to Hee Haw Puree. And Mr. and Mrs. Macklin were at Hee Haw Puree back in the day. And Miles is like, so our mom was pregnant and sick of it. And Mrs. Macklin said, I'm pregnant and I'm sick of it. And Chop was like, why were they in Rivalton? And Mr. Macklin said, well, Hee Haw Puree has the special smoothie that's supposed to make you go into labor. Miles is like, did it work? And Mr. Macklin had this big hairdo, and then Miss Macklin was drinking the smoothie. And then she was going into labor, and she made that face. It's like, it's working! Mr. Macklin said, And Miss Macklin said, the babies are coming! We gotta go! And Mr. Macklin said, well, I gotta finish this first. If I finish the whole thing, we eat for free. And Miss Macklin gave him the look, and she saw the sign where you can eat free if you eat the whole belly buster thing. Miss Macklin said, just pay for it! Ooh. And then Mr. Macklin said, I didn't bring my wallet. And Mr. Macklin's head turned and was like, why not? Mr. Macklin said, confidence. And Miss Macklin said, drink faster. I do not want my babies born in this disgusting town. And Archie Fernando back in the day looked at Miss Macklin and was like, ooh. Yes, I said it. And he looked and mind his own business. And Mr. Macklin was drinking away. And was like, so did she finish the puree? And I was like, an hour later, 90s music was playing. And there's fast forwards when Mr. Macklin was drinking the smoothie. And then Miss Macklin was going into labor. Mr. Macklin was taking a break from the smoothie. And his friends doubled it down. And he went back. And somehow he finished the whole thing. And then he got a picture taken with the Hall of Fame of the drink. And Mr. and Mrs. Macklin went out in a hurry. And I was like, man's nest, and said, by the time they actually left, it was too late. And it's back to present day. With present day in the man's nest. I'm saying, my mom draws as fast as she could, but Mika was born in the car on the Rivalton side of the Jandy River. So I was like, where was your dad? Mika's like, he was in the back seat with a stomach ache. And I was like, so where were you born? Miles is also in the car on the Swellview side of the Jandy River. Schwartz is like, oh. Chop is like, okay. And Bose is like, that makes sense. Miles is like, I'm a proud son of Swellview. And Ray's so mad. He's like, yeah, unlike your sister. And Mika's like, standing up and said, I'm still his sister. And Ray's like, yeah, who was born in Rivalton? And Mika's like, look, I didn't prank your stupid hair products. And he did the excuse me expression. He was like, what did you just call them? Mika said, if anything would have gone for your anti-aging cream. Bose and Mild and Chopper said, and Ray says, I cast thee out. And she was pointing at Mika, and Mika's like, come on, Ray. And Ray was running to the door while saying, I cast thee out. Mika's like, are you serious? Ray's like, you're out of danger, Force. Until this prank war is over, you shall not step foot in this man's nest. And Mika's like, you know what? Fine. And she goes to the tube thing. Bose was like, are you seriously kicking her out of danger, Force? And Ray's like, yes. And then the tube was already gone down. And Mika's like, hey, what's in the envelope? How do you know I was born in Rivalton? Where he's like, I didn't know. And he was pulling it out. And he's like, you just told me. And then he did the other thing and he dabs. And then Mika's so mad and she's like, down the tube. And she went down the tube and then the tube went back up. And then Ray was so mad. And then Chopper's like, Miles is like, not cool, dude. I was like, yeah, she's our dirty rival, Tim, but she was our best pranker. And Bose was like, she was our friend. Chopper said, oh yeah, but I told her about my foot thing. It never got out. And Ray's like, because of her, I had to shave my hair. We can't trust her. But now, thanks to me, she's completely out of the way, and we don't have to worry about her at all. While the kids are looking concerned, which Schwartz has a sad face, we're back at Hee Haw Puree and everybody was cleaning everything. And Schwartz just came in Hee Haw Puree with a bag in her hand. He was like, shout out! What are you doing here? Schwartz was like, I prank for you now. And we'll give Archie Fernando back his ponytail. He's like, Gideon! And the suspense music and to the beat continue sign is already there for part two. And scene! Woo! Okay, I love this episode, and like I said, Ray kicked Mika out of danger church because she was born on the Rivalton side of the Jandy River, and I just felt bad for Mika because she may be a Rivalton, but she's the best pranker, and Ray didn't have to do that because she's the smartest one in Danger Force. So, yeah. Okay, so next segment is Song of the Week, so stay tuned. I am so happy to do the song for you guys. Make sure you get your Jonas Brothers playlist ready because this is the coolest thing ever because we're doing a little bit longer era and I'm really excited to do that. So stay tuned because this will blow you away. So, oh yeah, would you look at the time. I gotta go and set up for Song of the Week, so make sure you get your playlist ready, Jonas Brothers fans, because this couple of weeks of Song of the Week is a little bit longer era, so stay tuned for that, and I love you so, guys, so much, and this segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Okay, so I covered this week's topics. Like, Thanksgiving week is this week. I am so excited because I hope you have a nice and safe Thanksgiving. Make sure you follow the protocols and stay safe this holiday season. And if you're traveling somewhere, make sure you feet apart and wear masks. And I hope you watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade because that is my tradition. And I love it so much. And park hopping is back in Disney World, but there is a condition. You have to go to the first park first, and then by 2 p.m. you can go to another park, which I am really excited to have to see if they go in the new year. And I recapped episode 10 of Danger Force, The Thousand Prank War Part 1. Yeesh. I can't believe Rey kicked out Mika of Danger Force just because she was from Rivalton. I mean, she may be from Rivalton, but she's the best pranker, like Choppa said. And it's not fair for them to, you know, kick her out. So, yeah, we have to wait till part 2 next week to find out if she comes back to Danger Force or not. Okay, so I'm going to do the first song from the third album of Jonas Brothers, a little bit longer album, and it's Burning Up. I love the song, and I like the iconic music video of this. There was Selena Gomez. Nick Jonas was dating Selena Gomez at the time, and this music video with Big Rob is everything. I just love it so much. And yeah, so if you love this video, if you love this song, it's really amazing. And the Big Rob rap, that is my favorite part of it too. So Jonas Brothers fans, make sure you turn this up, because if it makes me happy, it makes you happy. So here it is from the first song that I chose from their third album, a little bit longer, and it's called Burning Up. So let's turn it up and let's get this party started, shall we?
Push me harder, 'cause I'm burning up, burning up.
for the Jonas Brothers, everybody! Oh! Oh, oh, oh! Again, I love this song in the video. And if you didn't watch it yet, do it again. Because if you're from the Jonas Brothers era like I am, God bless you. And this song and video is the most iconic from this third album. And it's so amazing when Big Rob pops up in their concert. It's just, it's just so good. Make sure I recommend to listen to the song in the video. Go watch it. It's so cool. And, yeah. So that is the end of the song of the week. And that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, here's the podcast that you need to follow. If you're going on the Walt Disney World trip this holiday season, if you want to do it safely and you want to get the nose of the employees Noelle knows, and you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, make sure to go to the Math Chat podcast, check my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. And my friend Kamina has her own podcast as well. It's called Kamina T. She does Cabin Surf movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, and Danger Force. And this girl is amazing. Make sure you check her out. And if you like movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, or Danger Force in particular, make sure you go over to that podcast, because she's been a Math fan since the very beginning, and I love you so. I love her so much. Kamina, I love you. So I gotta go. I gotta celebrate Thanksgiving with my family because of Thanksgiving week, and I hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving, and make sure you do it safe this holiday season, and be smart. And make sure you follow this podcast and share this podcast on social media. Make sure you follow your podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you listen to your podcast. And make sure you share this podcast on social media with Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Because I want to get to all the Man fans around the world that need a podcast right now who can be listened to. And most importantly, to be quarantined with. Because I feel bad for all the countries around the world right now. So, yeah. So, this has been Marilyn Negron. And this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update. Bye-bye.